had she been a human, Luke would have gone to her and placed a reassuring hand on her shoulder. Instead, he merely smiled, again sending out calmness and comfort in the Force. "I would have known that without knowing any of the details, Master Sebatine. I read your report and those of others, and I'm ready to render my judgment." She straightened, her tail twitching slightly, regarding him steadily. "Master Hamner was my friend," he said. "He was yours as well. I believe that everything he did thinking only of what was best for the Jedi Order. Do you believe that also?" The tail lashing increased.
"This one did not think his judgment the right one. But this one would never have accused Master Hamner of knowingly doing something to harm the Jedi."
"Yet, in your opinion, and the opinion of all the Masters, he was doing precisely that." She hesitated, then nodded.
"Yes."
"Master Hamner could not relinquish the responsibility he was given," Luke said. "As a military man, he could not do something he saw as abandoning his post. He did everything in his power to stop you from doing what he felt in his heart was wrong." He sensed Saba's confusion and increasing worry in the Force. He disliked drawing out the ordeal, but felt strongly that she needed to comprehend everything. He could forgive her, but Saba also needed to be able to forgive herself. And that kind of forgiveness could only come with true understanding. "You were faced with a terrible decision," Luke continued. "Let Master Hamner die and permit the fleet to launch, or ground the fleet, probably for a long time, and spare him. Did it occur to you that Master Hamner expected you to make the choice that you did? Was even relying on it?" She lifted her head sharply in surprise. Clearly such a thing had not occurred to her. "His duty would be to escape, by any and all means necessary, to win back the seat that, in his mind, he was not at liberty to abandon, not even by force. He entered into conflict with you knowing he would most likely die. And sooner or later, it would have happened. He would not have stopped until he had won or was dead." Now Luke closed the gap between him and the Barabel, although he still did not touch her. "He died performing his duty, Saba. He fought what he believed with all his heart was the good fight. There could have been no other outcome."
"You would have found one,"
Saba said quietly. Luke considered that. In a way, the statement could be true. Perhaps he could have intercepted Kent earlier, or won the fight sooner, or thought to post double guards around the deposed Grand Master. "There have been hundreds, probably thousands of times in my life when I thought, if only, and there will probably be more. But I know them for what they are, useless exercises. Jedi can't allow themselves to overindulge in if-onlys. Regret, reflection on a situation in order to learn from it, that is what if-onlys are for. Would I have found a different path? Perhaps. But I wasn't there. You were. Could you have done otherwise and still have been true to yourself?"